Are you a cake maker running a business or a business owner making cakes? Hi, I'm Sammy.
Hi, I'm Bronya, and welcome to the Business of Cake Making.
Hello, welcome to the Business of Cake Making. I always want to say the business of cake business, but it's the business of making.
And this, we know what we do.
Yeah. And this week we're following on from our last podcast, which was about planning your business plan, obviously. But this week we're doing goal setting. And why set goals?
Why set goals?
Sorry. Okay, so why should we set goals?
Yes, why should we? And I'm hoping that this will be edited to go out so everyone can start setting goals for the new year.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
But that depends on how how long it takes for me to get around to edit it and get it out.
Yeah.
But fingers crossed, we'll be setting goals for the new year.
Yeah.
So yeah, why set goals in 2021 when 2020 was so awful?
Because you've got to reset the clock.
Yeah. did you make any goals for 2020?
No, everything on my piece of paper for things to achieve, I couldn't achieve.
Yeah.
So I ripped it up in about August, I think, when I was going on my stuff. I was like, look at this. No, what a waste of time. Oh, rip, throw it away. But on New Year's Eve, I always like to do things that are going to achieve this year.
Do you actually do it? Do you actually sit down? Is that personal and business or just?
No, I've always done it for my personal self, because I think if you write a New Year's resolution, you break it. Whereas if you write it down as a things I want to achieve, you're more likely to achieve it.
Excellent.
So I do that every year.
And we won't be tearing it up in August this year.
No. Please, no. That would just be just awful. But it's think positively.
It's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2021 is going to be a good year. So why do we think we should be setting goals?
Because it focuses your mind and your business activities.
Yes, it totally.
It helps you to stop procrastinating.
Yeah, that's just the worst, isn't it? Procrastination.
Yeah.
I'm just going to quickly look on Facebook, and then 4 hours later, you're still there.
Yeah. Oh, what was it we said last week? Oh, I haven't got my notes in front of me for last week's notes. But it was a really brilliant quote. I'll see if I can remember it as we're talking.
Okay. Oh. But yeah, so if you've got a goal, you are less likely to fall down the Facebook, YouTube rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Because you're doing something for a reason. You're not just ambling through.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
That's right.
Definitely.
And you've got to keep your goals visible as well. So if you write a post-it note on a mirror or in your diary of what you want to achieve.
Always there, always in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's no point. It was a bit like the business plan. There's no point in writing these goals in a notebook and then putting the notebook to one side.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like
going back to the business plan, sorry, the last week, last podcast. But I have spent time this week, and I've only done two sections, but I've left it open so that I can come back to it.
Because you know it's there to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Because as soon as you shut the page on something, if you're anything like me, it's out of my head. It's gone.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you're so busy as well. You're doing this, that. You've got these phone calls to do. You've got your emails to do. And
in 2021, we're going to be busy.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God.
We are definitely going to be busy.
Yes.
So we can't let these things slip.
No.
Definitely.
No.
But some people actually have a fear of goal setting. And I know I did for quite a while. I didn't like to set goals because, say, I didn't achieve them.
Yeah. Yeah. That
so it's about setting realistic goals. It's being realistic about it. And you were saying something, because we were talking off air, you were saying something about small incremental achievements.
You don't have to set goals that are unachievable. Setting progressive goals that allow small wins help you move on to larger achievements. So make pigeon steps as opposed to four steps up the staircase, because you're more likely to
There was a picture on Instagram, and I think I put it on our stories actually. It was a couple of weeks ago, and it was two ladders side by side, and one ladder's got lots and lots of little short rungs, mm-hmm. and the other ladder has got really, really wide rungs. So the person on the left-hand side can climb the ladder because all the rungs are really close together, and they can get up like little steps. Whereas the other one is like big rungs, and they've got to really struggle to get up the ladder.
And
it's a really good picture. I'll see if I can find it again, and I will post it again because it was really, really good.
Oh, because it's also – oh, I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. Oh, I remember. Sorry. If you plan something and you've set your goal and you don't quite achieve it, it's not a failure. You just have to go, right, this hasn't worked. What can we do to change it and work it out and reassess your goal? So that was my train of thought. Sorry.
Because even if you don't achieve it, you've probably learned something as to why you didn't achieve it and what happened and what went wrong. Yeah. So it's not a failure. Uh-huh. But I think, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a child of the 80s and it was all about success.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't write goals for a long, long time. So that's why you should set goals, to keep you on track.
Yes.
So how do we set goals? How do we think? Or should we do how, or should we do what sort of goals? What do you think?
I don't mind. What sort of goals?
What sort of goals? Okay. Right. So there's the obvious, the really, really obvious goal, which is financial.
Yeah.
How much money do I want to make this year?
Yeah.
What is my financial goal? What is my take home? What is my profit? Whatever. Yeah. Setting a financial goal.
Yeah, because if you don't know what you have to achieve, then you don't know what to aim for.
Yeah, definitely. And is it that you want to set a goal to earn enough money just to live? Or is it that you want to set a goal that you want to earn enough money to live and then do something else? Yeah. I don't know. Do you have the goal of buying a car
or doing courses?
Yeah,
which is invaluable if you're doing a business, to keep up to date with the modern trends.
Yeah, how are you going to move yourself forward? That sort of thing. So the financial. I always think financial is quite a basic goal, but I think it's a really, really important one. Yeah. Really important one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and there's so many different caveats of financial that you should think about when you're planning your goal setting.
Yeah, definitely.
The key is
we will talk about how to achieve your goals in a minute.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
We will.
But also other goals set are the amount of clients. So say you set a goal of how much you want to earn. Do you want to have lots and lots of small clients, or lots and lots of clients that give you small amounts of money, or do you want clients that are going to give you a large amount of money? So for example, if you wanted, say you set a goal of, I don't know, 30,000 turnover, do you want to do 300 100 pound cakes, or do you want to do 30 1,000 pound cakes?
Well, the 30,000 pound cakes would be quite nice,
that'd be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But then not everyone wants to make 1,000 pound cakes.
No, because I said that and I thought, oh my God, the stress.
So it's setting your level setting your level of what client you want in relation to your financial goal.
That would also apply a little bit to social media, really, because if you've got say your Facebook page and you've got 400 people following you, but you want to increase that because at the end of the day, the more people that see your product and your posting on social media, the more likely they are to buy from you. So to set a goal of, say, oh, I want to increase it by 50 or 100 and by a certain date, that will give you the incentive to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Other goals are things like, you know, if there are things you want to get done in the year, Yeah. You know, so if you want to rebrand, if you want a new website, yeah. if you want, I can't think of any others, if you want to get new packaging in.
Yeah, a new car. We keep coming
yeah,
back to
so
car.
Things like that, you know, so yeah. sort of like, you know, so if you want, say you wanted a rebrand, say you decide yeah. you've done all your ideal client stuff and all the rest of it that we've spoken about over and over and over again, and you think, right, my branding's not right, I need to rebrand. And you set yourself a goal that I'm going to rebrand. When are you going to do it by?
Yeah.
You know, and all that. So it's like things within your business. So it's not just the big picture of how much money you're going to earn
yeah.
in a year. It's all the little things all the way through it
yeah.
kind of thing.
And also you have to think about if there is a new skill that you want to learn. I know that falls
yeah,
under training.
Definitely.
But say, or if you want to introduce a new product into your sales, you're going to need to know how to do this, to sell the product, to make it, what laws yeah. you need to follow, blah, blah, blah. So you need a goal set. This is, I want to do this by this day, and you need to find out how to do it and everything.
Yeah.
So incorporate that into your goal setting.
Absolutely. So there's loads of different goals that you can set. And it's not just business goals, you know, like you were saying earlier about what you do, but it's also your personal stuff. You know, do you want to, I mean, I think 2020 has all taught us how to have more time with our families and friends.
Yes.
Or that we want more time with our families yeah. and friends that we haven't been able to.
Yeah. And it's not all about the going out and
yeah,
socializing like that. It's more about the slower pace of life.
Yeah, definitely. That. Definitely. I've seen so many wedding suppliers that throughout this year, so like when lockdown first happened, you could see everyone spiraled into panic. Oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And now you're seeing us coming out like at the end of the second lockdown, and people are kind of going, right, well, going into 2021, I've learned that I don't want to go a million miles an hour through the summer.
Yeah.
And be burnt out. What is the point? I've learned that I'm actually enjoying not being burnt out through the summer. So how can I rearrange my business to allow me to not be burnt out? And I think 2020 has been quite positive in that way.
Oh, definitely.
That people come and,
the positivity
yeah.
coming out of people's Facebook and social media is so good. And everybody is,
yeah.
it seems more friendly. Let more so say if you've got mental problems or if you're suffering from social anxiety, that sort of thing. So that's definitely changing.
It's taught us a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think people are goal setting in 2021 the things that they've learned in 2020 to not yeah. slip back to how they've been.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
It's really, really positive.
I hope we all learn and keep on learning by this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So like, just as an aside, did you see that our pollution level at the moment is the lowest since World War II or something like that? Or it's
no
gone down the
way.
Most. It's gone down the most
uh-huh.
in a year since World War II or something like that. I can't remember the exact thing. Totally butchering it, but uh-huh. yeah.
I'm sorry.
Polluting the air.
Could you hear that all the
all I can hear is the barking. I couldn't hear anything else.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
So how to set goals. How do we go about setting goals? I've done a lot of reading on this because I've been a bit rubbish at setting goals, and I don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never done it.
So how do you do
Well, a couple of things that I have read is to get a big piece of paper.
Yes.
And to write down all your wishes.
Uh-huh.
So anything from pie in the sky stuff to I want to buy my own house,
yeah.
you know, big life-changing stuff to all the really little things like I want to learn to write on paint on cakes. I want to learn how to make scones really well. You know yeah. I mean, from all sort of like top
I want
to bottom.
To learn how to play All I Want for Christmas on the ukulele.
You had your chance.
Yeah, I did.
Sorry, I'm going to explain this to our listeners because this sounds like an in-joke. Sammy was going to teach herself how to play All I Want. What's it called?
All I Want for All Christmas by Mariah Carey. The Christmas
Yeah, song. She was going to teach herself to She was going to teach herself to play it on the ukulele while she was living in a caravan for 3 weeks.
Yes, but I didn't.
She didn't.
But last Christmas I learnt the song, because I'm rubbish at learning any words to any songs. So I learnt the whole song and sang it to my husband for his Christmas present. And my daughter gave me a ukulele for Christmas, and I was going to learn it to play it on the ukulele. I haven't. There's still time.
You will. There is still time.
Still time.
There is still time. So literally write everything. We digress. So write everything down that you want to achieve in your life. Okay. Yeah. And then go through them and say if it's like a lifetime goal, if it's a 10-year goal, if it's a 5-year goal, if it's something you can do within the next year. And write all of, so assign everything, you know, where they are. And then for your year's goal, pick the top 4 or 5 things that you want to do next year. Mm-hmm. So that might be financial. It might be, so this is for your business.
Yeah.
It might be financial. It might be that you want to rebrand. It, you know, so the top 4 or 5 things that you want to achieve, write them down. And they are the ones that need to either move your business forward or excite you the most.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got 10 things that you want to achieve in a year, you're probably not going to get them all done, because it's going to just completely overwhelm you, completely overload you. So just pick the best 4 or 5.
Bin the rest.
Bin the rest for this year.
Yeah.
But keep a piece of paper. Yeah. You can do them next year.
Yeah.
So.
Or you're going to do them once you've achieved the things that are on your list.
Because you could get all your goals done by March.
Yeah. You could, if you work hard.
Start again. Yeah. So and keep that piece of paper and refer to it next year when you're goal setting again, and see how many of them are relevant, like the buying your whole hat. So if you wanted to buy a house, that's like massive.
Yeah.
You need to earn a certain amount of money to be able to save. Yeah. So that breaks that down, and then you can break that down further to how much money goals you need to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of need to make them into, like you say, little bite-sized manageable things. But you need to write everything down and then pick your top ones that you want to achieve that excite you the most or is going to move your business forward.
And as well, you're saying write it on a piece of paper. I write it in my diary so that I never lose it.
Yeah, because you've always got your diary.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go to the front page so I can read you what I've written, and it says, do not undersell yourself. So, and it's there for me to look at every time I
price. Is that for 2021 or was that for 2020?
Well, it's an 18-month diary, so it goes through to July next year.
Okay.
So, yes.
But it was a goal. And have you achieved that goal?
Yes, I have actually. Not on everything, because I find it really hard to. I'm too nice, but I have definitely.
Yeah, you are.
And because I've got it next to my prices as well, every time I open my thing up, it's with my prices, so I can go, okay, yeah, don't be nice.
That's really good. So that's like prompting you. That's a really good place to put it.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, I like that. I really like that.
So yeah.
So once you've found your top 4 or 5, you then it's all very well having a goal, but you have to get there. So you do actually have to plan to get to your goal. And I think this is why I've always been scared of them, because I've kind of gone, yeah, I want to earn all this money.
Yeah.
But then done nothing about it.
You always do like a little Blue Peter fundraiser. You know, they used to do those little targets to achieve.
Yes. What did they call them? They had thermometer things, weren't they?
I can't remember.
Yes.
And that every week they'd go, right, this is what we've achieved. So I was talking about this with Mark, my husband, and we were saying when he worked in the office, they every week had a meeting for the sales meeting, and then once a month they had a meeting for the marketing sort of thing, which I guess applies is like goals and what's going to happen, and that is what we should be doing.
Yeah, we don't do it. When you work on your own, you don't do it. You don't reassess everything, do you?
No.
You know, you just. I mean, when I worked in the corporate world, we had a monthly sales and marketing meeting. that was connected to a new products meeting.
Yeah.
And so you would do the sales and marketing, and it would be like, well, these sales are going down. Do we need to bring a new product in? And we used to analyze the figures. We used to actually say, are these things selling? Are these things not selling?
Yeah.
What can we do? Is it that we haven't done enough marketing? Is it that people don't know it's there? What should we be doing? Or is it a dead product?
But
we don't assess things like that, and we don't break them down. And we would give ourselves targets per month.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
A new product, we'd expect it to be selling a certain amount every month.
Yeah.
And why is it not selling? So everything would be broken down bit by bit by bit.
Do you know, you saying that, and I've just thought to myself, I'm going to do my charcuterie boards, and I haven't set myself a how many do I want to sell.
Yeah. So, you need to do it.
Yeah. Well, I've done the photos.
Oh.
So next step, couple of days.
But there was something we said in a previous episode, and I can't remember what episode it was, but you came up with it, which was the SMART goals.
I can't remember. Oh my God, I sound awful.
So SMART goal setting, and it was, I'm going to have to look it up now.
I'm referring, so I'm going to go, here's my old, no, that's not my old notes. I've moved them all before we started the meeting.
Right, so SMART. SMART should be, S is specific, so they should be simple, sensible, and very, very specific. So you want to do a certain amount of charcuterie boards per year, right? They should be measurable. So M is measurable.
Uh-huh.
So you can with sales, it's quite easy. You know numbers and things like that. But everything is measurable. So, if you were doing a rebrand, say you wanted the rebrand to be done by March, there are certain things that you'll have to go through to get to that rebrand, so you can measure all them.
Yes.
Right. They have to be achievable.
Yes.
You have to be able to get there. There's no point in saying, I want a Ferrari, but I only want to sell 2 cupcakes a week. They have to be relevant.
Yes.
So they have to be result-based. You can work out, they have to be reasonable. You have to be able to work out what you're going to do, and they have to have time limits.
Yes. I'm glad.
So there you go.
That, you're brilliant.
I didn't remember it. I looked it up on Google.
Oh, right.
So that is SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So when you're setting goals, you need to break it all down, break all those things down, and that will make it easier to achieve your goals that you're setting.
Yeah.
So say, for example, say we go back to the financial one. Say you wanted to earn 30,000K turnover, 30,000 a year.
30,000
turnover.
I don't think I can do that.
No, not 30,000 pounds per year. So you've got to think how many clients you want. So do you want to do 1,000-pound cakes? So you need to get 30 clients a year. Are you set up to do that? Can you actually do that? Is your mind set up to do that?
Mm.
Can you cope with the stress of that? Is your house set up to do that, or your kitchen, your lifestyle? Do you have the time to be able to do 30,000 pound cakes?
And do you have the manpower?
Exactly. Are you physically able to do it? And if yes, if that's all good, so what do you need to get there? What do you need to get your 31,000 pound clients? Is it that you do need to rebrand? So if you need to rebrand, you set that as a goal, and you break that down. Is it that you need a new website? Is it that you need to get your social media together? Are you appealing to your ideal client to get these sales? So break it all down to get to that £1,000, and that will give you lots of other little goals to get to. Say you don't want to do 1,000-pound cakes. Say you want to do celebration cakes. That would be 300 100-pound cakes. Is it 300? Yeah, it must be 300. So say you've got 50 weeks in a year. That's about 6 cakes a week, 100-pound cakes. Can you physically do that?
Yeah, you'd be burnt out.
Yeah. And if you can't physically do it, what have you got to do to make yourself be able to do it?
Yeah.
And that's when you become like all your goals, they kind of all settle down a little bit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because you you've broken it all down.
Yeah.
And you've yeah.
Yeah. It's more, it's like the little steps, pigeon steps.
Exactly.
It's more achievable if you do it like that.
Definitely.
You know exactly what you can achieve.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely. Give yourself time and plan for success.
Oh, your little sound bites.
Think big. Set goals that you can control.
Yeah, I think that's really important, being able to actually
control what you're doing. You've just said, really.
Yeah.
Write goals with your values and passions. Do you notice the way I said write goals with your values and passions?
Yeah. So it's not someone else's.
No. Do you. And a good hashtag to look up is hashtag goal setting and hashtag goal setting tips, because especially on Instagram I found loads of stuff and inspirational quotes, and there's lots of women based groups on there as well. I'm not saying that there aren't men ones as well. There are men ones. I've dug myself a rabbit hole there, but you know what I mean. Motivation for women.
Yeah, because we do ourselves down a little bit, actually. Because a lot of cake businesses are born out of
mums working from home.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, I know we've said this again, but then the whole imposter syndrome kicks in and everything. Yeah. So, find like-minded people, whether they be women or not.
Be away with you, imposter syndrome. Yeah.
You just really made me laugh. did you set a word of the year this year?
No.
Oh, okay. At the beginning of last year, there was a big thing, or the end of last year for this year, there was a big thing about.
I might have now you're saying it, but I can't remember the word that.
So
I
you choose
have.
Like yeah one word. I chose the word focus. Mm-hmm. Which was ironic because then I could focus on nothing.
But COVID.
So I don't know. So, but that the reason I chose focus last year is because I wanted to focus my business into growing my business. Oh, so that's why I chose it, you see.
I'm going to think about that. Word of 2021.
Yeah. And how that relates to your goals of 2021.
Oh, I'm going to think about that. Shall I read you? Things that I've gonna a bit of goal setting that I've done for me.
Yes, I haven't done any yet. Go on, let's hear yours.
So it's not goal setting as in like a business kind of thing, but it is. It's things I am no longer available for, which
I love that.
Is a goal, you know. So I'm no longer available to work for free, which is something I'm going to aim for. I'm no longer waiting to invest in myself. Sorry, I couldn't read my writing then. I'm going to invest in myself. I'm not going to wait to invest in myself. And I've just booked two courses today, so yep. I'm doing that. I'm not going to try to help everyone because I can't. It's not possible. I can't bake every cake in the world.
No.
You have to say no sometimes. And this is my favourite one. No to undercharging.
Oh, hallelujah.
Undersell yourself. So.
And I really like that. So that's all things that you don't want to do anymore.
No.
And that's such a nice way of setting goals. Yeah. Because it's not, it's...
I've actually written it down to pin up on my bedroom mirror.
Really?
Yeah. It's here. I've got it in my hand. Can you hear it?
I can hear it. Everyone can hear it.
Yeah, I'm going to pin it.
But that's, I just think that makes your goals really achievable because they're things that you... Yeah. are possibly doing, but by not doing them, it will move you and your business forward.
Yeah, that's right. I'll achieve more and goal set more.
Yeah.
By achieving these things. So
excellent. That's fantastic. See, I haven't done any this yet.
Ah.
all I've done is research how to set goals.
Well, we're going to have to goal set now because 2020, we're going to be flying.
Yeah. No, 2021.
Oh, right. Yeah, 2021.
Yeah, 2020 can be dug in a big hole in the ground.
Yeah. Bugger off, and 2020.
Yeah, it can be jumped on. 2021 and beyond is got to be better.
Yeah.
And hopefully everyone can set their goals. We'd love to hear if anyone does set goals, or if anyone sets a word of the year, we would love to hear them.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Just ping us on Instagram, which is at the Business of Cake Making on Instagram. Ping us over what your goals are or what your word is this year. We would really, really love to hear what they are. And I'm going to think of my word this week, and I'll put mine on Instagram.
Yeah. Word of the year.
And when you've got yours, we'll put yours on Instagram too.
Yes. I'm going to write myself a list because I'm very good at forgetting what we set. We go, right, we're going to do this. And then you'll go, right, are you ready? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. List writing and goal setting goes hand in hand. Let's face it. So I think hopefully we've equipped everyone a bit better in writing their goals.
Yeah.
I know I'm better equipped this year to do it. Perfect. So if you would like to pick up any of the show notes, I'll write some notes to go with this. And I'll put them on the show notes, which are on daisycakecompany.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Click on podcast and all the show notes are there. Or if you want to follow us on Instagram, Business of Cake Making on Instagram. Or if you want to join our Facebook group, Business of Cake Making Facebook group for cake makers in business. Mm-hmm. It's a small but growing group, mm-hmm. we hope. We need to get a little bit more engagement in there. And I've been quite lax at that. So I need to, that's one of my goals, is to pay more attention to our Facebook group. But come and join us over on any of those. And like we say every time, please rate, review, share, get us up in the listings, and you know, let other people know about us. And if you ever want to get in touch, ever have any questions, ever want us to do a podcast on something in particular, just tell us.
Oh yeah, please, that's tell a good us. Idea. Yeah, please let us know.
Yeah, definitely. Bye.
Bye.